Recent studies have shown that for the United States as a whole, one-third of the newborn infants discharged from a hospital were already weaned, while two-thirds were on breast milk or mixed feedings. So what is the significance of the findings for these children and for the larger community? Well, joining me this morning as part of our continuing series, Public Health Today, is Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Bakke.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for coming in today. So the prevalence of breastfeeding is in this country is low. Yeah, how does that compare to what's happening right here in Central New York?
Well, actually, in Central New York, it's even lower. Over half of the babies are already weaned. Or on a combination of breast milk and formula by the time they leave the hospital.
Wow. And so why is it important? I mean, what are the benefits and why is breastfeeding so important?
Well, I think what people need to realize is that milk is species specific, meaning that calves should be getting cow's milk and humans should be getting human's milk because the milk has the specific nutrients and hormones and other immune factors to protect them that is designed for that. So when you feed a baby non-human milk, like cow's milk formula or soy milk formula, you're trying to emulate that, but you're never going to get close to it.
And also it can present some issues. Like, for example, I understand that allergies develop where they might not if you were using breast milk.
Definitely. I think the benefits of breast milk to a baby are many. One is that's very significant is that it really boosts immunity. So it protects babies from getting things like infections, respiratory infections. This time of year, RSV is a very big respiratory infection that infants can get. It protects them against that, against ear infections, pneumonia. It also can, breast milk can really, you know, help in other ways with the baby. I think long term, they've shown now, studies have shown that it's increased the cognitive development, meaning that, you know, babies can learn better who are breastfed versus non-breastfed
babies. It kind of makes sense, just along the lines of what you just said. The fact is that you're feeding the baby what our species needs. I mean, and the immunity that the mother carries is then carried on to the baby.
Definitely.
And some other things I came across was this notion of obesity, that it actually can prevent children from obesity.
Yes, we don't know why, but studies have shown that babies that were breastfed, and the longer they're breastfed, the better it is, that it really does prevent them from getting obese later in life.
So overall, it's really important. So how long is long enough?
Well, the Academy of Pediatrics recommends that you should feed an infant at least 6 months breastfeed exclusively, and up to a year or longer if you can.
Now, I know that some people complain that they have difficulties, you know, the mother has difficulties in either producing sufficient amount of milk or just the whole experience of doing it, or they say it's inconvenient, where in my own experience it was the most convenient thing to do with my three children, but Is it okay or is it acceptable to do a mixture if that's your only choice? Is some breast milk better than none?
Well, the optimal way to feed is to breastfeed exclusively. If you can't do that, mixing a little bit of formula might be helpful, but it's going to confuse the baby also because the taste of breast milk and the taste of bottled formula is completely different. The other thing is that women need to ask for help because we don't have a lot of people who women can turn to. A lot of people in their family may not have breastfed. So there are organizations that they can turn to. Usually the hospitals have lactation nurses that they can call even if they've left the hospital. And one thing people may not know, but the Affordable Care Act now has made it easier for women who go back to work to be able to pump and save that breast milk to give to their baby. Employers now have to provide both time and a place for a nursing mother to go during work hours so that she can pump and provide that milk to her baby.
That's really significant. I also read somewhere that it can maybe lower the risk of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, which also shocked me.
Yes, that, and also there are some indications that can also reduce the risk of things like juvenile onset diabetes or even juvenile cancers.
Wow.
So obviously the best milk is mother's milk for the baby for as long as you can, at least up to 6 months exclusively, and up to a year, if not, and hopefully up to a year.
And I think a little known fact is that it also has an impact on the mother's health.
It definitely does. It has been shown that the mothers who nurse lose weight faster than mothers who don't. It has some protective factor against osteoporosis later in life and potentially even against women's cancers, such as breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So there are benefits to both the mother and the baby, and I think there are emotional benefits, that closeness, that bond that you have. And as you stated, it's portable. You don't have to worry about finding water to mix the powder, you know, make, you know, having the formula.
Sterilize the bottles,
do all of those things that right. you have to do with formula. So it's best for the baby, it's portable, and it's helpful to the mom.
I also read somewhere that it actually can have an effect on fighting postpartum depression. There's something about the nursing that releases oxytocin or something that makes you feel better.
Yes, definitely. There is a hormone, that oxytocin, that is released from the mom, and it does help with that emotional well-being as we talked to. So not only from an emotional bonding point of view, but also from a chemical point of view, can help the mother's emotions.
Well, it sounds like all in all, there's every reason to breastfeed, and you know, really no reason not to. What do you think the biggest challenge is today, then, for women?
I think the biggest challenge is that as a society, we've moved to infant formula, and the marketing is so much, and you know, making it easy for moms, and they don't realize that the easiest thing to do is to breastfeed and the best thing for their baby.
Well, Dr. Bakke, once again, thanks for all this incredibly important information. Let's hope some new, you know, most of our new mothers will consider this very safe and very easy alternative to the formula for their babies and for themselves. My guest has been Dr. Donna Bakke, Associate Professor and Chair of Public Health and Preventive Medicine at Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on air right after this short break. I'm hoping you'll stay with us. I'm Linda Cohen.